parables. They're very interesting. We tend to read them one way. Usually, you know, it's like when we read a parable, like the first time, right, you kind of read the parable and then, okay, let's see what it means, and then we look it up, and then we tend to go with it like for the rest of our lives. This is what it means. But that's not really how it works. So if you have been doing that, try to change your habits. Because parables mean different things depending on, you know, where we are in life. Even for Jesus, parables meant different things depending on what he wanted to say. Lately, we have been reading a lot of parables. The sower, you know, that was a big, beautiful parable. And then he continues with these three other ones, and the subject is the same, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus talks about all the time. Jesus did not talk about his neighbors. It's interesting, isn't it? Maybe because he didn't have one, I'm not sure. No, Jesus talks about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, all the time. And he uses parables. And today we hear three. The first one was with the weed. The second one was with the mustard seed. And the third one is the yeast. They're very interesting, very challenging, actually. And I would like to take the challenging part of these parables. Well, first of all, he uses these parables to describe the kingdom of heaven. And I'm saying that again and again because I want you to know that, to understand that. He uses these parables to describe what the kingdom of heaven looks like. Okay, so we don't talk about neighbors or whatever. We talk about the kingdom of heaven. It's quite surprising. So we have the first one with the weed. And the weed that he talks about is darrel, probably, which has that very unique effect that people mistaken it and they think it's actually wheat until the head grows and it yields. And then they can see, oh, that's not wheat, that's weed. Okay? And it's really a mean prank. It's a very malicious prank to do something like that, to go to someone's field and sow this darrel on the field. The second one is the mustard seed. It's very confusing. Why is it confusing? Well, imagine the mustard seed that grows into a big brush. It's not really a tree, like a big tree, like we have in front of the office. Nothing like that, you know. But it's a big brush. Why, tell me, why would a farmer plant the mustard seed in the middle of his field when he knows this big brush is going to invite the birds, which potentially can eat the harvest? It doesn't really make sense. I'm not sure what it means. Then the third one is the yeast. Now, the yeast with the three measure of flour, it's actually a lot of flours that is fermented there. You know, it's probably enough to make 50 to 60 loaves of bread. So if one cannot make the bread, then it really doesn't make sense to use all the flour because it's going to be wasted. That's one thing. That's quite a bit of bread to I don't know, do you bake bread? Do you bake at all? It's because you look at me like, what is he talking about? What is he talking about? Baking, you know? I mean, you know, you use your kitchen actually. It's not just for show, but you actually use your kitchen. So anyway, it's a lot of bread to be baked. It takes a long time. It doesn't really make sense right there. But also, you know, with the yeast, there is this fermentation process that's introduced that is basically destroying the structure of the flour. It's the word used for it is sour. It makes it sour. It corrupts the flour. And then, again, it's a very, very odd parable, because can we talk about the kingdom of God that corrupts things, that makes things sour, that irritates things? Is that the term? Is that the way Jesus wants to talk about the kingdom of God? It's very unique. I never heard that. Well, the answer is yes, we can. The way Jesus talks about the kingdom of God, the way Jesus proclaims his message, and the urgency of that message is really like corrupting a system that is flawed. Going after something that does not work right. And what Jesus is saying, this here, the world, is not right. It's out of balance. It's a wacko. So we have to introduce some agents, and that's the kingdom of God that would make things right. And you know what's interesting? It takes just a tiny little bit of this irritation to start to change.